Good evening. I am going to, it's kind of shock to a number of people that we were going to use the slide tonight, because usually it's, I don't do that, but I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to see if I can hold this and hold this, turn pages. We will see my coordination if I can do that. We're going to be winding up, I think, tonight. If I talk fast, might even get you out of here a couple minutes early. But we're going to end up in the book of Exodus with how Moses led the people to the promised land in the book of Exodus. And we're going to be looking at chapters 35 through 40, through the end of the book. And this is, in some summary, a lot of regulations for the building of the tabernacle, the articles that were used in it, the lampstands, the laver bowl that the priest would use for cleansing, the altar for the incense, the table, etc. It includes how they were to be made, of what material, exact measurements. Sounds so exciting. Just details, you know, and the garments of the priest. On the surface, it's one of those, some of those, oh yeah, chapters that, you know, just a bunch of details. But as always, I try to look at how we don't have the tabernacle, we don't have the incense for the offering, none of that. We do not follow the law of Moses today. But the things that were prescribed in the Old Testament, we can still learn an awful lot from. I'd like for us to turn to chapter 35. I'm going to read the majority of chapter 35. Not all of it, but starting in verse 4. And it says, "And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, 'This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, Take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord, gold, silver, and bronze.'" The gentleman that conducts the offering, when we do the offering morning and night, a lot of times they mention that concept of a free will offering, of a giving heart. And that attitude streams all the way through, whether it's the Old Testament or New Testament. God wants the things that are done for Him, even though they were commanded. At the very first, in verse 4 that we read, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded." But even though God is commanding, He says, of the people that give, let it be of a willing heart. He doesn't want anything, if you're begrudging giving, or if you're, here, take it. God doesn't want that. God didn't need it. It was for them ultimately. And going on into verse 6, they were to give blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. One of the things that I'm seeing, there was no doubt Moses was the leader. All of them, if they had a willing heart, could participate. They could be part of this. Yes, there. You know, Moses was their leader. They would have the priests and so forth. But this included any and everyone. The only requirement, a willing heart. And I find that interesting. Not unlike today. Even though we have certain duties within the church, everybody can get involved. Everybody has a part. I don't care whether you're young, old, male, female. There is a role for you. Verse 10, all who are gifted artisans. Not everybody is a gifted artisan. Among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle, its tent, its covering, its clasps, its boards, its bars, its pillars and its sockets. The ark and its poles with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering. The table and its poles, all its utensils and the showbread. Also the lampstand for the light, its utensils, its lamps, and the oil for the light. The incense altar, its poles, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, and the screen for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle. The altar of burnt offering with its bronze grating. Its poles, all its utensils, and the laver and its base. The hangings of the court, its pillars, their sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court. The pegs of the tabernacle, the pegs of the court, and their cords. I think of all of those, all the things that are involved. Moses had a position of leadership. It was seen. The priests would be seen in their duties. But think of all that takes place and took place just to get it going. When the tabernacle just didn't poof into existence, the people made it. They would use it. I mean, everything from to the pegs that would hold it up. The utensils that would be used by the priest as they moved through the wilderness, it would have to be packed up, and there would be prescribed methods for how to do it, how to move the camp. Everybody could be involved. Verse 19, the garments of the ministry for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron and the priest and the garments of his sons to minister as priest. I have to look back and make sure it's on the right thing. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing. It doesn't say every single person did it. Maybe they did. We don't know. But it said everyone whose heart was stirred and everyone whose spirit was willing. I'm reading that maybe you had some grumpy Gusses that didn't want to participate. Or maybe people that were stingy and didn't want to share their items. I don't know. But the people that did, their heart was stirred and their spirit was willing. And they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service and for the holy garments. They came both men and women, as many as had a willing heart, and brought earrings and nose rings, rings and necklaces, all jewelry of gold, that is, every man who made an offering of gold to the Lord, and every man with whom was found blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, and goat's hair, red skins of rams, and badger skins brought them. Everyone who offered an offering of silver or bronze brought the Lord's offering, and everyone with whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. All the women who were gifted artisans spun yarn with their hands and brought what they had spun of blue, purple, and scarlet, and fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred with wisdom spun yarns of goat's hair. The rulers brought onyx stones, and the stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, and spices and oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a free will offering to the Lord. All the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work, which the Lord, by the hand of Moses, had commanded them to be done. When I was reading this and studying it, I couldn't but help but think of Colossians 3:17. It says, and whatever you do, whether you're up front speaking, and, you know, I've got a position that's fairly seen, as short as I am. I mean, people see the work that I do. There's a lot of work done in this congregation that people don't see. It just doesn't, you know, we go into the restroom and just assume there's going to be toilet paper. We assume that when we walk in, you know, to worship, that there's going to be the Lord's Supper. Somebody has to go buy that stuff. Somebody makes it. Somebody, after Sunday morning, they empty it out and prepare the next for Sunday. But yet, a lot of times, we walk in and we assume it's going to be there. What if we showed up someday, nothing was ready? Nobody had any songs prepared. I didn't have a lesson prepared. Communion wasn't set. There's no toilet paper. Heaven forbid there's no toilet paper. I mean, the whole place might shut down on that. But the bills are paid. There's lights in the sockets. And I was thinking of all this, and I was thinking, whatever you do, do in the name of the Lord. We've got people that teach classes that get paper for the copier. And the list goes on and on. The trash cans are never overflowing. And I kept thinking of this. They did out of their own free will, they were doing this thing. Chapter 36, verse 1. And Bezalel and Oholiab and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. All that the Lord has commanded. We've got people of such varying. We've got worker bees. We've got technical gurus here that fix the things that I have no idea to do. We've got people that are willing to deliver Sunday night sermons, teach classes. Others, man, that's not for me, but I can do this other stuff. Artisans, craftsmen, laborers use their skills to serve the Lord. Skipping to verse 4. Then all the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work he was doing. I see a couple of things there. One, they were lending their expertise to help the Lord. They were doing what they were talented in to help God's people. But also it says, each came from the work he was doing. From the kind of work he was doing to do the work of the Lord. But also, he was leaving his personal work to do the work of the Lord. We see that secular work wasn't taking precedence over serving God. And each from the work he was doing. And they were doing that to serve God. And they spoke to Moses saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work of the Lord, which the Lord commanded us to do. The Lord told them to do it, and they did more than was expected. My time in the, 40 plus years in the church, I used to be shocked that if there was a need, people would respond overwhelmingly. And I would just shake my head that people needed something. People needed a financial assistance. People needed, maybe there would be a work day or something like that. They needed, to get something done. They needed to send kids to camp or whatever. And it used to shock me. The people just did above and beyond. Christians. It doesn't shock me anymore. Because that's God's people. Just like in Exodus here. In verse 21. It says, this is the inventory of the tabernacle. The tabernacle of the testimony, which was counted according to the commandment of Moses for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord had commanded Moses. We're going to see a concept here repeated over and over again. Chapter 39, verse 1. Of the blue, purple, and scarlet thread, they made garments of ministry for ministering in the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron, as the Lord had commanded Moses. 39 verse 5. And the intricately woven band of his ephod that was on it was of the same workmanship, woven of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and a fine woven linen, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Verse 7. He put them on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Verse 21, and they bound the breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue cord so that it would be above the intricately woven band of the ephod, and that the breastplate would not come loose from the ephod, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Verse 26, a bell and a pomegranate all around the hem of the robe to minister in, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 29, and a sash of fine woven linen with blue, purple, and scarlet thread, made by a weaver, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 31, and they tied to it a blue cord to fasten it above on the turban, as the Lord commanded Moses. 32, thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so they did. Starting in verse 42, according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work. Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it, as the Lord had commanded. Just so they had done it, and Moses blessed them. Chapter 40, verse 16. Thus Moses did according to all that the Lord had commanded him. So he did. Verse 19. And he spread out the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent on top of it, as the Lord commanded Moses. 21. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, hung up the veil of the covering, and partitioned off the ark of the testimony, as the Lord had commanded Moses. 23. And he set the bread in order. Little things, setting the bread up. They didn't take liberty. Well, what does it matter? What does it matter? He told us to use bread. You know, I see that in religion today. What does it matter? I don't know. I've lost track. As the Lord had commanded. Verse 23, and he set the bread in order upon it before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Verse 25, and he lit the lamps before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. 27, and he burned sweet incense on it, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 29, and he put the altar of burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle, of the tent of meeting, and offered it upon it in the burnt offering and the grain offering, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Verse 32, whenever they went into the tabernacle of meeting, and when they came near the altar, they washed, as the Lord had commanded Moses. In other sections, they showed how to build the laver. It was of the bronze mirrors that the women had. Bronze was used, and it was reflective. And so when the priest would go in to make the offering and do the service in the tabernacle, they were required to wash. And as they're looking into the water, washing, cleansing themselves to go before the Lord on behalf of the people, they could see their reflection. They are presenting themselves. And I think of Paul in 1 Corinthians during the Lord's Supper. Let a man examine himself. They would examine themselves, hopefully, every time before they would go and do the service to God. And the last verse. So Moses finished the work. That says a lot right there. One, that he did it according to the way God had prescribed, but he finished the work. He didn't start it. How many times do people, they're all gangbusters to start a project and then it fizzles out? oh, I want to do this. I want to be in charge of this. And then it just fizzles out. Moses finished the work. And he did it according to the way God had prescribed. Through this, I see, this is just me, it's not a book, chapter, and verse, but it's based on that. I see that doing God's work required a willing heart. I see that everyone can serve. Every one of us in here can serve this congregation and serve God. And we need to do it to the Lord. We're not doing it for the pat on the back. We're not doing it. We don't need to be thirsty for attention to the Lord, not to anybody else. It benefits others, but we do it to the Lord. And it takes precedence. Every one of us have busy lives, but service to God takes precedence over anything else we do or should. And last but not least, that phrase that we saw, I lost track, well over a dozen. I didn't count them. Probably closer to 15 to 20. As the Lord commanded. And if we did those things as we serve the Lord will be pleased and be glorified. I think everybody here is a Christian. If you need to respond to the invitation, please come forward. If you need to repent, if you need prayers of the congregation, put your Lord on in baptism. I think everybody has here. Whatever your need, if you'd come forward.